Good morning. I'm Dan Wiltz, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we prepare our hearts to meet with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is entitled, In Christ We Have a New Way of Life. And our reading is from 1 Corinthians 4:16 to 17. Hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. For this reason, I have sent to you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. Consider this. Habits are all the rage right now. The book Atomic Habits by James Clear is one of the best sellers of our day. Social media is full of habit talk. How to break bad habits, how to start good habits, and how to create habits that help you achieve your goals in life. Have you ever tried to build a good habit or break a bad one? It's not easy to learn a new way of doing life, especially as we age. But what if the Spirit of the eternal God is living in you, transforming your habits to make you like Jesus? That is a different story. Our habits add up to our way of life. And if our habits are on point with Jesus, then our way of life will slowly, increasingly make us like Jesus. 1 John 4:17. We'll embody the virtues of Jesus, evidencing the fruit of the Spirit as we learn to act with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. When Paul tells the Corinthians that Timothy will remind them of his way of life in 1 Corinthians 4:16-17, I believe that Timothy was not only reminding them with words, Timothy was also an example of the way of life of Jesus. He most probably even imitated Paul, verse 16, on his journey to being like Christ. The earliest followers of Jesus were called followers of the way. The term could be understood to have different meanings. Jesus called himself the way and the truth and the life in John 14:6. In other words, no one comes to the Father except through him, the way to God. But Jesus also had a way of life he taught his disciples. They were his apprentices. Before we came to faith in Jesus, we had a former way of life, Galatians 1:14, Ephesians 4:22, and now, by grace, we have a new way of life in Christ, 1 Corinthians 4:17. This is the point Paul is making in 1 Corinthians 4:17. Timothy is going to remind the Corinthians of Paul's way of life in Christ Jesus. In other words, Paul is living a life of love, Ephesians 5:2, in union with Jesus. In fact, Paul will go so far as to say that Jesus is living his life through him, Galatians 2:20. Paul could confidently say that his habits and way of being in the world were to be imitated as he imitated Christ, 1 Corinthians 4:16 and 11:1. In the first few centuries of the church, Christians would be thoroughly discipled to become like Jesus in thought, word, and action. They would be coached, often by mentors, on how to grow in their spiritual union with Jesus. These early believers went into deep training, 1 Corinthians 9:24-25, to transform how they responded to their experiences in the pagan world with their thoughts, emotions, and bodies. They had to deeply learn a new way of life. to become different people, or they were destined to fall back into their old ways. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor. Ephesians 4:22-25a. Like us, they had much to unlearn as they learned their new way of life. Their training was a partnership with the indwelling Spirit's transformation of their heart. By learning new habits, such as meeting frequently with other believers, worshiping, praying, visiting the poor, the sick, and the imprisoned, maintaining purity, acting truthfully, and much more, they were slowly and thoroughly converted from their pagan ways to a Christ-like way of reacting to the world. As we practice the way of Jesus, we begin to grow in our desire to be like the one who loves us more than we could imagine. And as we grow in that desire and practice habits of the heart that shape our way of life, Jesus aligns our way of life with his own. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. Transform me in my inner self, habit of heart by habit of the heart, until I become like you in every way. Let my way of life be a sign to all those I meet that you live in your people. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. Is the Lord teaching you new habits of the heart? What are they? Do you feel the Spirit's help as you progress toward becoming like him? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.